Chrysanthemum Cliff.
We're back.
We've got our technology handled, so it should be crisp and clear and nice.
Beautiful. Like one of those mornings when you wake up at Christmas and it's just gorgeous and perfect. You look outside over the brand new snow, like nothing's even touched it except like maybe a single bunny. And you step outside onto your porch and it's just crisp.
Yes, bunny prints.
Right.
And you know that I'm basically Snow White here in my Virginia compound right now. I have bunnies. I've got squirrels. No more bats, but raccoons, yes. Last time we
outdoor
talked
about
though, my
right?
house drama. Yes.
Outdoor raccoons. Okay. Now. Good.
But we talked about my house drama, which has been resolved, but I have a little bit of new drama. I know people are just super interested. So the hot water went out. We called the plumber. He came. It got fixed. It was good for 2 days. Now it's out again.
And oh, no.
It's been out for a week today. And the plumber just has not had time to come by and check,
oh my gosh.
Check his work. So when we first logged on here, Cliff and I can visually see each other right now.
Thank goodness.
And I apologized. I was like, I'm sorry. I look so terrible. It's because I haven't showered in a week. And what I've been doing is boiling water on the stove and putting it in the bathtub and taking a bath that way.
Oh my gosh. That's we did that at my house when I was growing up one time for like maybe 2 days, and it's miserable. It's absolutely miserable.
It's definitely not ideal. However, I've been drinking a lot of coffee with this oatmeal cookie creamer, and
oh,
first of all, that's delicious.
That sounds delicious.
Yes. But I was so delighted to see that you posted on Facebook about creamer, and I was sitting there sipping on my oatmeal cookie creamer in my coffee, and I was like, ooh, Cliff, it's like we're on the same page.
It's almost become like a joke in my head where the thing I keep running across when I'm looking for Christmas stuff or Christmas news or Christmas things is just there's all these new Christmas coffee creamers coming out. There's I think just kind of your traditional like peppermint mocha. You can get it in the store right now. But they announced a big International Delights, I think, launched an elf line of coffee. And I'm disappointed that one of the flavors is not maple syrup, because that seems very in line with the whole elf, you know, kind of persona. But they did, they announced frosted sugar cookie, which I have not tried and I desperately want to try. Peppermint mocha, which you can get almost all the time anyway, but that did not stop me from buying some. And then caramel waffle cookie, which is, I think, an elf specific flavor. I have some in my fridge right now and it is absolutely incredible. But I just kind of giggle that, like, I think that our Facebook page has become like a coffee creamer influencer page. Like all we talk about is coffee creamer now. And that's okay. I literally have a picture on my phone right now that I'm going to post at some point in time with the caramel waffle cone coffee creamer next to a cup of coffee being made. But I'm not trying to make money. I just really like coffee and coffee creamer. You know how it goes.
I absolutely do. It's a lifestyle, drinking coffee. Are you in Leaf Rakers on Facebook?
I am not. I do not know what that is.
Leaf Rakers Society is a Starbucks kind of chat group on Facebook, and it's all coffee, all the time, everything. I encourage you and anyone listening to join it.
Absolutely.
It's a celebration of all things fall as well. There's a particular inclination towards the fall specialties like the eggnog and the Christmas and definitely the pumpkin spice. So
it is almost pumpkin spice time, isn't it?
It is. Well, I was at the grocery store and I saw pumpkin spice items. The Halloween stuff was out too, which I thought was really funny.
You know, the thing is, though, is this month has gone so fast for me. It seems like we talked 3 days ago and it's almost September. It's crazy. My kids start school in like a week and I don't know how that happened.
Oh my gosh. It is, time in quarantine just flies strangely. It's really kind of like we stepped through the looking glass. It's like Alice in Wonderland.
Well, like June for me was the longest month in all of history. Like June lasted 6 months and then July and August have just been like a snap.
Well, you and I have both been dealing with a lack of air conditioning and very hot weather.
Do you not have air conditioning where you are?
Well, when I first got to the house,
oh no,
the central air was broken and it was 100 degrees. So.
Oh my gosh! Like it's hot here and it's been gross, but there's a difference between hot and humid. Ugh.
Yeah, that has been resolved recently. But
thank
much
goodness.
Like you, those two summer months, June, July, were pretty brutal.
Yeah, it was 84 in my house the other day. It was gross.
Yeah, it's 84 upstairs right now.
Ugh.
Because of the air conditioning. You know, with time flying the way it is, it kind of makes me think of an article that I saw. I think I sent it to you. It's on countryliving.com. And we'll post it for you, too. But one of the things that kind of stood out for me was the concept of creating a Christmas bucket list.
Yes.
You know, we've been in quarantine. We've had different amounts of time on our hands. We've had different schedules. And when I was reading through this bucket list, I was like, what a great idea, because Christmas, holidays, life events in general are so much pressure. Mm-hmm. And we want to do everything every time. And we want it to be special for our families. But what if we just took some time and made a list and said, okay, 1 year, I'm going to do this. Another year, I'll do this. I'm not going to hold myself up to these ridiculous expectations every single year. I'll just make this list and make sure we go down the list.
That's super smart. I love that idea, because I do the same thing every year where I swear, part of the reason I think I start Christmas so early, I mean, A, is because I love it, but B, is it's how do you stuff 90 movies into 25 days, or, you know, even 60 days. You know, I start listening to Christmas music in like late October because, like, I need to cram it all. I mean, that's not true. I listen to Christmas music in my car all the time. I would be lying if I didn't say that Christmas music was like the primary station on my car. But, you know, it's just like, how do you fit all the food? How do you fit all of the tradition? How do you fit all of those things that you want to do every Christmas on top of having to write Christmas cards and having to buy gifts and having to, you know, go see the lights and all that other stuff? Mm-hmm. It's hard to fit in a new tradition. So I think that's a great idea, just creating a big list and checking them off as you go. And if you love doing it and it's your absolute favorite, then maybe you make time for that every year. Maybe you bump another tradition that you don't like as much, or, you know, maybe you just make a little bit extra time. I think that's really smart, though. I think that's really smart.
I thought it was a great suggestion. And when I was going through the list on this article, I really, really loved two things in particular that never, ever occurred to me to do. I found them both inspiring. One is to make your own garland. And
yeah,
they had all these suggestions of different things you could do. I mean, we imagine garland, you know, the classic garland is either the metallic or the kind of tree plasticky,
yeah,
you know, and then you've got the old school kind of popcorn garland. But they had other suggestions too. They were like, you could get stockings, like tiny mini stockings, and make garland out of that. If you go to any craft store and you find something small that you can kind of link together mm-hmm. and make a garland out of, that could be so much fun. I mean, you could even just go online and just look around and order some little items, and you and your kids can start making the garland now. And one of the things that Cliff and I always talk about is tree longevity. So perhaps you get some of your favorite sports team colors and you make some garlands for football season, and
yeah,
you put that up on the tree. You've got your artificial tree and you've got all of these beautiful homemade garlands that your family has made. So I loved that idea.
I think that's great. I think looking through this list, one of the things that I have been trying to do more in like the last month or two, actually, because we've had time, is like go to places in Washington that I've always wanted to go and have never been. Like, so I've lived here for 6 years now and had never been to Mount Rainier. I'd never been to Mount St. Helens. I'd never been around like the Olympic National Forest. And so in the last probably 3 weeks, I've actually done all three of those things.
Wow.
Right? It's been very busy. But it was also very hot in my house, so doing like an 8-hour road trip was a really great way to be somewhere with air conditioning, even if it was just inside my car.
Well, if you go to Mount Rainier too, and this is a good tip, no matter where you live, if there's like a mountain near you, you can go to Mount Rainier in the summertime and it's very hot, but then you drive up there and there's snow. Yeah. It's cool.
It dropped like 20 degrees between my house and the top point of Mount Rainier. So it was really nice.
Yeah.
But one place I've always wanted to go since living here is Leavenworth. And that was one of the things on this. Go to a Christmas themed city near your house. And I don't know if all places have a Christmas themed city, but probably within, you know, quite a few hours. We used to do this when I lived in Michigan too. We'd go to Frankenmuth, which is this really cool little Christmas town. It's the home of Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, which I think is probably the biggest Christmas store in the United States. If not, it certainly, like, I want to find the one that's bigger. But I mean, that's such a fun thing to do, especially like where we live, it rarely snows. But if I drive to Leavenworth, there's going to be snow there. So we get a little bit of snow. We get a little bit of, you know, that Christmas kind of cheer. So maybe that's my bucket list item for this year, is go to Leavenworth. Maybe I'll I don't think I'll take the train. That sounds that sounds not safe, but we'll drive. It'll be fine.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things too that are delightful, much like that. I mean, I was running an errand and I drove by a Christmas tree farm that I didn't even know existed.
Isn't that fun?
Yes, and it was one of those things where I wasn't going to get out of the car. I wasn't going to actually go into it, but it was just so delightful. I was on this little windy road and I'm driving by acres and acres of Christmas trees all in a line and varying degrees of growth.
Yeah.
And I smiled and just laughed to myself in delight because at the top of this little hill, there was this beautiful old kind of colonial farmhouse. And right outside the front yard of this farmhouse on the hill that overlooked this Christmas tree farm was this white fluffy sheepdog. And he was just sitting there panting and smiling and looking at his land and his kingdom of trees. And he looked like the happiest dog that you could ever imagine. And the whole thing in that moment just made me giddy and happy. And maybe you've been in quarantine. Maybe you've been at the house. Maybe you're frustrated, you know. Like Cliff said, whether it's a bucket list thing like a Mount Rainier, which is a few hours of commitment, or you're just doing a Google search and you just take a little drive like I did and drive by a Christmas tree farm that you never did before, it can really feed your soul in a special way.
Yeah, I agree. It's been something that I have not done. Like I said, I've been meaning to do it for 6 years and we just never got around to doing it. And it was great. We had so much fun. We're actually going to probably, once it cools down a little bit and we have more time, we're going to take like a weekend day and go to some of those again so we can actually spend, you know, a day looking at things. So it was great. I think, look, go to Google and search for like scenic loop and then insert your state and it'll show you a million places you can do cool drives. It's a good way to spend an afternoon when you can't do anything else.
You know what? Being good at Google is a skill.
Absolutely.
And I expect no less from our digital guru, Cliff. Now, you also have some video game updates for us.
I do. So this is one of the rare times where I can like mix my two passions, video games and Christmas. So if you are a parent who has a kid, or I mean, maybe yourself, if it's yourself, you probably already know this. So I'm talking to those people that are parents that aren't into video games, but have kids that are. This year is a year that only happens about once every 8 or 10 years. And that is when they release the new Xbox and the new PlayStation. Your kid, if they are a video gamer, is going to want one.
As in your kid wants one.
I already have mine pre-ordered. So my kid who lives inside of me wants one. My son probably does as well, but those are two different children. So there is no release date for either of these yet, and you can't actually pre-purchase one unless you did it like a year ago. So you've missed that opportunity. But there's going to be... The good news is, Heather, we talked about it a year ago and told people how to do it. So if they listened a year ago, they can ignore this part of the podcast, too. If they didn't, that's on them, I guess.
If they listened a year ago, kudos and congratulations.
Absolutely.
To you.
Otherwise, what you're going to want to do is both of these are going to be announced probably the first part of September. They are going to be limited quantities. Your kids are going to be asking Santa for them. Your kids are going to be asking you for them. Don't wait. Don't think you're going to get one of these in November when they come out. Don't think you're going to be able to stand in line and get one. As soon as they are announced, they're going to announce a pre-purchase date. Go online and pre-purchase one. It's the only way you can guarantee that your kids aren't going to be very, very, very sad come Christmas morning. It's just a reality. I worked in game store when I was way younger, and the number of people who would come in and go like, I need a Nintendo 64. And I'm like, yes, you and the last 100 people that came into your store. They're like, it's all my kid wants for Christmas. I'm like, I understand. this is your like 10 minute warning, because it's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. Don't be, I don't want to say dumb, but don't be unprepared. And pre-order it as soon as it's available, and your kids will be very, very happy come Christmas morning.
Well, I think that that is sage advice for absolutely everything.
Anything. Yep.
Yes, because in these times, you never know what you won't be able to get. Did you ever think that we wouldn't be able to find toilet paper?
Right?
I mean...
It's weird. It's super weird. I think that actually is something that really applies to toys in general this year too, though, is that shipping is going to be hard. Availability is going to be hard. My brother was telling me the other day that like the Target by him, the toy aisles are super understocked. And I think it's just like, it's hard to ship things. It's hard to get things from China to here. It's hard to get, you know, trucks from here to there. The mail's a mess, you know. So I think probably the biggest takeaway from this holiday season, and we're going to say this in August, which is weird, but be prepared. send out your Christmas cards in early November. Like, don't wait for Thanksgiving, because they're saying that the mail could be delayed 3 or 4 weeks come this winter. So if you're sending out, you know, Thanksgiving, they may not make it in time for Christmas. So send out your Christmas cards early. Do your gift shopping early. Do, if you can pre-order something, pre-order it.
Well, and I think too, we're in a time where a lot of people are unemployed. And I think a really beautiful thing that you can do that you're going to want to start now anyway, is to sit down and write some personalized friendship letters and emotional, like, pull at those emotional heartstrings and tell someone why they're important in your life and what they've meant to you and why it's special that you're still friends. And you don't have to spend more than, you know, the paper and the postage. And if times are hard for you financially, we're not trying to make you feel bad that you can't afford the Xbox and the PlayStation. But just know that there are so many ways that you can also do something really special. And, you know, like we're saying, start now. You know, it's not just about toys. It's about everything, because it might take you a few days to come up with a list of why you love Bright and Mary Brooke, and then it's going to take another couple days to handwrite it. I know that I can barely handwrite anything. I have to type it first so that my spelling is right.
Absolutely.
And then I sit there. Handwriting is so special and beautiful, but it's some commitment for the digital world.
Well, I would say too, like, there's no reason to wait until Christmas. I don't know about you, but like, the amount of mail that we get right now is almost none. Like, there are days where we don't get mail. And I think there are a lot of people out there right now that have been at home for 3 or 4 months who have lost a lot of the personal connection that they sometimes have, that face-to-face, you know, connection that we just haven't been able to do. They would love a letter. An actual letter, not an email, something that comes via the mail. And even if it's just, you know, hey, thinking about you, here's a funny card. Even if it's, you know, hey, I saw this thing in the newspaper that I thought you'd enjoy, and so I sent it to you instead of emailing it to you. When I was growing up, my grandma, we didn't get Calvin and Hobbes or The Far Side in our local newspaper. And my grandma knew I loved both those comics. So she would literally clip them out every day.
Aww.
And then, like, probably once a month, just send me an email, send me a letter with, you know, a nice note saying, you know, hey, thinking of you, whatever. And then all of the clipped out Calvin and Hobbes and all the clipped out Far Sides. It was really, really sweet. So, you know, if you can find something to do that, if you can find some way to make that connection with someone during, you know, the pandemic, when they're not getting mail, they're not having that face to face, now's a good time to think about doing something like that.
Grandmas are the best. Your son's grandma. Hi, Jane.
And Sally. My mom is a grandma, too.
And Sally.
Don't forget about her.
Never.
She'd be sad.
We love all the grandmas.
Grandmas are great. Big grandma boosters on this podcast.